Hi, Earl.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Well, I think I'm okay. I'm just, as you can tell, a little bit worked up about what
Yeah, I
the
can tell. That's good.
yeah.
Well, we like it when you're worked up. That's good. I have a question about raising HDL cholesterol and how I would go about doing that. My current HDL is 38, and I can tell you what I'm currently doing. Taking
Sure.
2,000 milligrams of EPA, 1,000 DHA. Eat salmon about 3 days a week, exercise, don't smoke, weight is under control. So I'm trying to, it's very stubborn, seems to stick around. And I know below 40, you're at risk, right? That's kind of my understanding is you want it above 40.
Yep,
so
you've been
I'm
doing your
if
study
any,
in there.
Okay, so I'm wondering if there's anything I could do to bring that up.
Yes, sir. A couple of things.
Okay.
To address that question directly, first, chromium, sir. Chromium. Chromium has been found in the majority of cases to raise HDL cholesterol, and there are no foods, with the exception of mushrooms and brewer's yeast, which contain more than a tiny shred of chromium. So one has to go to one's local natural food store, usually, unless you're a real mushroom fan and you want to eat those every day.
No, not me.
One has to go to one's local health food store and get chromium. It comes in various sizes. Get the biggest, 1,000 micrograms. Why? Because, according to the great expert on chromium, Dr. Richard Anderson, in order to overdose on nutritional chromium, and that's not the same as Aaron Brockovich chromium, that movie, remember? Anyway, in order to overdose, one has to take 70,000 micrograms a day, sir.
Wow.
That's not very likely.
Okay.
Which means it's quite safe.
Okay.
And one can get at their local natural food store, the Tahoma Clinic dispensary, compounding pharmacies, they all got it. One could get the 1,000 microgram size. And remembering the safe upper limit, I'd be recommending at least 3 or 4 a day and giving it a couple, 3 months and seeing what happens.
Okay.
Usually it will raise that HDL. So that's the answer to that question, sir. Chromium usually does it, not always, but usually. However, the next question is, gee, what's this about risk and cholesterol and so forth? Well, all right, something called the, there was a big study back east, Framingham study it was called, where it was found that it was the ratio between the various cholesterols. It wasn't just the absolute number, but the cholesterol to HDL ratio that gave them what they called a cardiovascular risk estimation. But, sir, in case you haven't heard me carry on about this before, there are two studies out there which, in my discussion with one of the top officials of the blood bank in Seattle, they know about that show. Okay, here we go. Both done in the late 1990s. First one done here in the United States, 2,300 men, 1,800 women. Everybody's over 60. What do they do? Nothing. They just observe what happens to their health over a 9-year period. Just an observational study, thank you. You check in to get observed. All right. What they found here in the United States after those 9 years is the people who donated blood on a regular basis had 45% less risk of heart attack and stroke, 45% less, and you cannot do that with statins or lowering or raising cholesterol. Number two, the study done in Finland, that was published the following year. This one involved men only, again, all over 60, and there were 2,800 of them, approximately. It wasn't 2,800, but it was approximately 2,800. And that was another 9-year observation study. Now, why they picked on 9 years in both studies, I have no clue, but they did. And those guys, the ones who donated blood, sir, I am not kidding you at all, had 88% less cardiovascular events over that 9-year period. 88%. Now, you cannot do that by messing with our cholesterol. And see, the problem is that the statin companies and FDA do not want to tell you that cholesterol is not the major problem. It's the accumulation of cholesterol, which is caused by overly thick blood, and that's how blood donation takes care of that. In case you just didn't happen to think about it, women who are in their menstrual years and do not smoke cigarettes never have heart attacks. They never have strokes. Guess what they're doing? They're donating blood, sort of, once a month. And their blood is thinner. It flows more thinly than a man's blood does, because we don't go out to battle and bleed all over the place anymore anytime, and so we don't have bleeding episodes. There's a whole book on this. It's called The Origin of Atherosclerosis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so does that lead to less arterial plaque? Is that what that
implies? You bet, sir, because thick blood causes abrasion at the branch points of the arteries. That's why we never have an arm attack or a legs attack, sir, because the arms and the legs are further away from the pump, pump, pump of the heart, and they have no big branch points. But where we do get cholesterol accumulate the most is right at the branch points of the coronary arteries and the branch points in the neck arteries. And that abrasion causes inflammation, and it's local inflammation. Otherwise, we'd be inflamed all over our blood vessels, all over our body. It's local inflammation caused by abrasion from thick blood. And seriously, check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. There are tests available for what's called blood viscosity, thickness of blood. One can find out how thick one's blood is, and there are means to get it thinned out. The most powerful means is donating blood. I asked that lady at the blood bank, don't you know about this? She said, sure we do. And then I asked her, well, why don't you tell everybody? At holiday time, you're saying, it's time for donating blood. Help, help, we don't have enough blood. We don't have enough blood. And she behaved like a typical Seattle liberal. I couldn't believe it, what she said to me over the phone. She said, we only want people to donate blood for altruistic reasons. Oh, my God. I mean, the fact that it does the person who's donating some good, as well as the person who gets the donation, I guess we can't have people helping themselves, huh?
Yeah, I guess that's not appropriate, and it's not politically correct for some reason. Yes. Oh, thank you. That is helpful. One last. Oh, the dosage you said, 3,000 micrograms of chromium.
Yes, sir. To raise HDLs, and the frequency of visits to the blood bank. You're
once a month.
That's for most people. That's a little too often. Most people get by just fine. That's most of us men, people, and postmenopausal women who aren't having periods anymore, do very well with 3 times a year. But to get it exact for you, you work with a natural medicine doctor who knows about this. They can tell you a technique for getting it precise for you. And it takes 3 or 4 donations to achieve that. But then you know how often you have to go back.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Well, that's very insightful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And
cut your risk of heart attack and stroke dramatically, sir, that way, as well as getting your HDL up.